Okay. So today, friends, we have a story called George Shrinks. This was written by William Joyce, and it's read today.
We better hurry up because it's almost
rhyme time. Oh, it's almost rhyme time? well, we are definitely in a bit of a hurry today, friends, because we have rhyme time after this. And no one wants to miss that. So today's story, George Shrinks by William Joyce, is read by...
Mommy, we don't have any time for another story. We have to go rhyme time, then more stories.
Okay.
Hey, fair enough. To this rhyme.
Okay.
This crocodile's named... Time. And time rhyme time.
Yes, it's true. If you have any stuffies or toys that you want to name, that's cool too. And I think it's a great idea to name them things that rhyme. That's a fabulous idea. So are you going to be the rhyme guy?
Like, after a while, crocodile. You could name one crocodile because that rhymes.
That's true. Would you like to have a rhyming name as we read this story?
Yep.
Okay, would you like to come up with one or would you like me to name you one?
I'm going to come up with one. Okay. And the one I'm going to come up with is... After a while, crocodile.
Ah, I love it. And I will be Mommy Tummy. Okay, yeah.
Mommy Tummy.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready, friends? Here we go. One day, while his mother and father were out, George dreamt he was small. And when he woke up, he found... It was true. His parents had left him a note. Dear George, it said, when you wake up, please make your bed. But if he's small, is he going to be able to make his bed? It's going to be really hard. Brush your teeth. And take a bath. But how is he going to do that if he's really small?
He's going to use the sink as a bathtub.
It's brilliant. It's a really smart way to do it.
And use a tiny hairbrush as his mom's hairbrush. Wash it out. And then use it as a brush.
Toothbrush?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Then clean up your room and go get your little brother. Oh my goodness. How is he going to clean his room if he is smaller than his toys?
He could just knock the toys down and push them.
What's he going to do with his little brother if he's half the size of his little brother?
He just... makes kid big potion, and it'll only work on him and his little brother.
Let's see what happens next. Eat a good breakfast, and don't forget to wash the dishes, dear. In the picture, friends, we can see that George is really having issues with some of these tasks. And it's a lot. It's asking an awful lot out of someone so small. What has he done when it comes to having breakfast? In the picture, we can see he's eating breakfast. Guess what he's having?
Chocolate cake.
He's having cake with a very rich-looking chocolate icing, and I am very worried about that because that's not a good way to start your morning. You gotta eat something healthy. And when he's...
Pancakes.
Like pancakes. Yep, that's one way to do. And then look at this. When he's washing the dishes, he's using this sponge as a sled, and he's sledding on them. Oh my goodness. Take out the garbage and play quietly. Well, there he is turning his little brother into some kind of elephant or mouse or something. And yeah, and he's scaring the cat, and it doesn't look like he's playing quietly at all, does it? Make sure you water the plants and feed the fish. But he's so small, watering those plants, that's an awful lot to do. And feeding the fish, why, he could be fish food. He's so small. Then check the mail and get some fresh air. Well, he got something in the mail. What did he get in the mail? What do you see? What is it? In the picture, we can see him. And he's, he's got a toy airplane that he's riding. Oh, my goodness. He's really having a hard time with this day. And there he is. He's soaring in the airplane over the house and down the way. He's going all the way around the house. And now he's going inside his window to his bedroom. And, oh, the last thing that his parents say to him in the letter is, try to stay out of trouble. And what has he done?
He got into trouble.
Well, yeah, he's definitely been flying his airplane all over the place. And now there's a cat who sees him and is trying to scratch at him. And look at what the cat did. Scratched this toy airplane that he's been buzzing around in. And it crashed into his bedroom, into his bed. And is the cat going to get him? Looks like it. But, what happened?
He teared apart his
bed. What happened to him? There's this airplane, and there he is. He got big again.
What happened? What did he have to do?
What happened? Well, it says, we'll be home soon. I think that his imagination caught up with him a little bit. And the last thing they said to him is, love mom and dad. And it, sure enough, his imagination had run away with him. Why, he wasn't so small at all. He was just imagining what it was like to be small. Do you ever imagine what it's like to be small like that? And how it might feel if the ceiling was even taller than it feels like it is right now. Or if the cushions on the couch were 4 times the size they are and you could barely climb up them. That would be something, wouldn't it? What kind of adventures would you find?
You could just pretend to be Super Mario and do a double jump.
You would have to do a double jump to get on the couch. It's true.
It was half the size.
Yeah. Well, that might be fun.
4 times bigger.
Maybe we could do some rhyme time about things that jump and things that are small. All right, friends, we will let you have a wonderful day and we'll be back tomorrow. Can you say jump?
Pump.
Very good. Jump. Would you like to say the end?
The end, pinned.
The end, pinned.